We will now convene the April 14, 2015 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of March 10, 2015, approved them, and executed them. Do I have any announcements before we commence this morning's agenda?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings who have not already been sworn. Please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
All right. Case number one on our agenda, RSF Properties, LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Flip the coin, guys. Either one of you or not.
Good morning, Ms. Vakelja. Anthony Jackson for the City of Daytona Beach. Council for the City of Daytona Beach. This is before you for imposition of a fine. As you see, the violation is peeling paint, fading paint. The inspectors inform me that they have begun painting.
They've begun painting? When?
4 days ago, they hired a contractor.
So, although we came with the intent of requesting a fine be imposed in light of the fact that they have gotten started, the inspector's willing to amend to the next cutoff and see their progress.
Started painting, or they hired a contractor?
No, they hired a contractor and started painting. So they scraped all the stuff off. Yeah. They're going to do it. It looks like they're doing it.
And just so the record's clear, the inspector is Mike Fitzgerald.
Okay, and do we anticipate they ought to have it done by the next cutoff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right, then I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondents until May 6, 2015 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. Case number two, Olive H. Doggett, Life Estate. Anyone for the respondent? Save the city.
This case is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. And on this case, the property remains in non-compliance. The staff is requesting a fine of $375 per day be imposed to $375 per day be imposed to a maximum of $10,000. And the staff is also requesting that you authorize city to secure to city standards. Apparently, there are still some issues of it being adequately secure.
Is this property occupied?
No.
And again, the inspector is Mike Fitzgerald.
Okay. The property is not occupied.
All right. $375 a day. These people must have really torqued you.
It's... The property is one of the worst properties in that whole neighborhood that is really turning around. Vagrants, people are going in and out of it. It's just a bad eyesore for this whole neighborhood. I think the person, I don't know.
We can't find anything in the public records indicating a probate or a
hit. Okay, good enough. All right, I'm going to find the respondent sum of $375 per day commencing April 9, 2015. And continuing each day thereafter, or accumulating each day thereafter, until the property is in compliance, or the amount of the fine reaches $10,000, whichever occurs first. Case number three, Frank P. Hecklin III.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Please state your name for the record.
Frank P. Hecklin III. Heck of a man.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this case is here for a progress report, so who wants to give me a progress report?
I will attend the inspector, Mike Fitzgerald, to provide that report.
Yes, sir. Mr. Heckman is ongoing purchasing paints and supplies for the property. He's begun removing the rotten wood, having it repaired. And it's an ongoing situation. It's going to be windows and doors are going to have to be done, so it's a lengthy process.
Okay. You're satisfied with the effort?
I know. And
you're satisfied with the effort?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we presently have a compliance date of May 6, 2015. How do we look?
I don't think that's going to be able to be met.
Pardon?
I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that.
All right. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Heckman.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Our inspector seems to be satisfied with the effort, but he's of the opinion that you may not have it done by May 6th.
I'm trying my best, but if I could have a few more days, it would help me.
Mr. Inspector, do you have any objection to additional time given the effort put into things?
No, Your Honor. Additional time is fine.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and amend my previous order of noncompliance to allow Mr. Heckman till June 3, 2015, to be compliance.
June 3, 2015. I have a hearing problem this morning.
That's okay.
But good.
Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. So, the moral of the story is they're happy with your effort. If he's happy, I'm happy. And if you need additional time and we're all happy, we're happy to work with you. All these happy people.
And I'm happy, too.
My point is, there you go. So, get it done by June 3 and we can be happier if that's possible.
Thank you, sir. And thank you.
Case number 4, Alan and Deborah Bukowski. Anything here for Alan and Deborah Bukowski?
Very well.
Let's say the city.
Ms. Vicalgia, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. This is for no permit for shed. The property remains in non-compliance. Just a little bit of facts that the inspector, I think, has previously stated, which is that it's a property where apparently the shed's been there for some time. Other violations were in the neighborhood, and so this was pointed out, and it has not been remedied. So he's asking for a $50 per day fine to a maximum of $1,500. Correct.
What is that shed? Is that shed like near the street?
And the inspector is...
It's on a corner of Golf and Grandview. But the setback's about 25 feet from the street.
So it's Grandview that the shed's right next to?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the problem? Why isn't the shed being relocated?
It's not being relocated. She never had a permit. Home Depot put it up for her about 10 years ago, and this gentleman complained about parking on Golf, and he complained about this shed not having a permit.
All right, so and why isn't she getting the permit?
I asked her that same question and 3 months ago, and she never got back with me.
So. Well, $50 a day is a pretty stupid wake-up call for somebody. Okay, I'll find a response of $50 per day commencing April 9, 2015. Is this owner-occupied property?
Well, the inspector elected not to take it to that max, asked for a fixed max of $1,500. And so...
Subject, of course, to the special magistrate's approval?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I'm going to find a response of $50 per day. Commencing April 9th, and to continue or to accumulate each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches $1,500, whichever occurs first. That's very gracious of our inspector. And I'm not being sarcastic. I appreciate that. You inspectors take a lot of guff out there. What a lot of people don't realize is the lengths that you go to work with some people. In any of that having been said, case number 5, Livingston Miller and Vanessa L. Miller. Anyone here for the respondent? All right, we'll say the city.
Ms. Vicalgia, this is before you for imposition of fine. The violation is parking in the yard. The inspector is John Stinson, and he reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's requesting a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000, and I attend to Mr. Stinson for any other factual questions.
Mr.
Good morning. I'm John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This case began February 2nd, 2015, during a neighborhood sweep that code enforcement performed. This property was found to have multiple cars, outside storage, and all of the other issues. The parking in the yard is the only violation that has not yet to be corrected. Multiple inspections, the last one being yesterday morning, the property remains in non-compliance. The city is asking for $100 per day to be maxed at $10,000.
Is there a will fine in place on this property?
Ms. Fakel, just I'll remind you with the will fine, if the question really would be whether we have a previous order of violation, a previous finding of noncompliance that would result in the repeat. The answer is yes.
Since it's up for imposition of a fine, yes, the previous order.
Okay, I see what the board secretary is advising us that when we made the finding of noncompliance, included in that finding of noncompliance, the order would be an order that would establish any future violations being considered as a repeat violation. So in that sense, yes, it's for the future, there's a will find effect for the future.
So do I need to go to the effort of imposing a will fine, or I just leave it alone?
I think what we're asking for now is that it's still in noncompliance, so that be imposed. But the will fine effect of it is already there from the finding of noncompliance initially.
Gotcha. Okay. Any communication with these people? Do we have any understanding as to why they're just not going to stop doing this?
Either one.
No, sir. They have cleaned up some things, but the parking issue is still way out of control.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and find the respondent for sum of $100 per day, commencing April 9, 2015, and accumulating each day thereafter until the property is in compliance, or the amount of the fine reaches $10,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 6, Samuel Baker. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Mr. Kelger, this case is before you for imposition of a fine with several violations, principally outside storage and dilapidated fence. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that it remains in noncompliance, and he's asking for imposition of a fine of $250 per day to a maximum of $10,000. I tender Mr. Stinson for an infraction. Oh, I'm sorry, and there's also a no valid business tax receipt, so we would also be requesting an additional one-time $250 fee or administrative fine. And with that being said, I tender Mr. Simpson for any further factual information.
Yes, sir. This case began November of last year. Neighborhood complaint about the fencing. As you can tell from the photographs, the fencing is grossly dilapidated. I had to post the property because none of the certified notices were answered. There's outside storage of junk and debris. There is obviously renting without a license. This property, it is occupied. It sits directly across from Westside Elementary, so it's highly visible. I've had no response from the tenant or the property owner in any case.
And you're right at 250.
The number of complaints that came in from the property and the lack of response from the owner or the tenant, that's a pretty...
You've been dealing with this since last November?
That's also a factor, sir.
Mr. Verdun, I did get a signature on the notice of hearing. Not a very legible signature, but someone did sign for the notice, the initial notice of hearing.
I'm going to go ahead and find the response. So $250 per day, commencing April 9, 2015, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of fines reached the sum of $15,000. And in addition to that, I'll also impose a $250 administrative fine for the responsibility to obtain this business receipt. Anything else? That covered?
Yes, sir, that covered it.
All right, case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, Precious Property Management, LLC. Anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning. My name is Elmo Angelo Bartolome from Precious Property Management.
Are you
going to
be testifying, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is David Kittredge.
This is anyone if they want to get permits, but we're saying that was
KITTRIDGE.
Sir?
That's Ben.
Please raise your right hand. You do not swear or affirm that the testimony you about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
No, one
right.
Yeah.
All right. Who's going to be our spokesman here?
Probably me first.
Bartolome.
Pardon?
Bartolome. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I agree. Right. Except that I just don't know what they mean about exterior door.
We'll get into it in a second.
Okay.
All right, with that, I find the respondent to be in violation or in noncompliance. All right, Mr. Inspector, what are we dealing with here?
Basically, what it is is the old Red Lobster, the fire damage, roof collapsed. They have numerous violations, interior and exterior. The back door, sometimes it's secure, sometimes it's not secure. So what we're trying to do, we had no contact with these gentlemen until, I guess, a couple of days ago. They had two prior demo permits, and one expired, and the other one expired due to the fact they said that their tenant, that they were going to demo it and remodel it, backed out of their lease. Numerous complaints from next door because you can see the whole roof's gone. If you're looking to the condos to the south, I'd get access to that. Yeah, but the whole roof's collapsed. What we need to do is obtain new permits and try to set a compliance date. They also have, since the fire about a month ago, they put up a for sale sign on the property. I called the for sale the people numerous times, and I haven't no response from them yet. So.
What constitutes compliance?
Compliance would be permits and to actually either demo the building and or remodel it.
All right. What is the respondent's intentions?
Well, Your Honor, but I hired a demolition people to demolish the roof that collapsed. They're actually on process of getting the permit for it. At the same time, I have Mr. Butera here, which is the architect, and Mr. Kittredge, the structural engineer, that I also retained to help me resolve this issue.
Ms. Vickers, if I can just...
What's the resolution?
I'm sorry.
The resolution, we will demolish the collapsed roof, and they'll probably make the determination whether to remove the whole roof or partial roof, and then we can replace it from there. And we have a plan that we're working on, and Mr. Butera is looking at it now to develop a medical facility in that location.
So your intent is to rehab the building?
That is correct.
Okay.
If that's possible, yeah. That is correct.
So we need to figure out how to satisfy the city in the interim.
That's correct. And I'm trying to do that by complying, you know, I already, my demolition people already applied for permit, so they just need to get the actual permit to start.
All right. And what have they indicated to you is going to be the time that's going to be required to, well, first off, hang on a second. when you're talking demolition, you talking about demolition of the whole building? You talking about demolition of
the roof that had collapsed?
The roof and the compliance, if the, according to the building department, possibly when they obtained the permit, that the actual structural membranes on the exterior is not secure enough. So it's up to the building department to, if they're going to issue the permit for the actual demo or else remodel.
That's why I hired Mr. Kitteridge to check the structure. He's a structure engineer to basically see if that's sometimes feasible or not.
You're talking about rehabbing the property.
That is correct.
He's talking about demolition.
Of the whole building?
That's kind of what it's sounding like.
It's up to the building department what they determine.
We're falling here.
Why do we need to demolish the whole building?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Talk to me. All right, so your intent is to remove the roof. I'm not going to use the word demolish.
Right.
Your intent is to remove the roof, replace the roof.
Correct.
I presume return the building to some sort of structural soundness.
Correct.
And then hopefully you're in compliance at that point, and then you can go about your business doing whatever you want with it later on down the road.
Correct. Well, that's what our intent to do is basically fix the problem and then obtain a permit in order to renovate the interior.
Okay. All right. Mr. Buterra is going to say something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit, Your Honor. We were retained yesterday to take a look at the building. I called David Kittredge, our structural engineer, to take a look at the building, and we're going to do an on-site report on the building of what we see. The demolition to be done is about 40% of the roof has caved in, and the rest of the building seems sound at a tertiary view of the building. What we're asking for is a demolition permit to remove the damaged portion of the building right now. And when Mr. Kittredge finishes his report on the structural integrity of the building, we'll decide whether to demolish the entire building or to renovate the building.
Mr. Fakel, if I could just say, I know you want to chew on that a little bit, but the issue with this building is more than just the fact that it's an eyesore. At least several months ago, and I'm being told even now that there's this issue as well of being able to keep it adequately secure and keep people safe. There's been vagrants in and out staying in there, and I've received reports of even the school children hopping the fence from Seabreeze and hanging out around in the building at one point. And so from that report, that was several months ago, it has been secured, but as the inspectors informed me, it's secured, and then it's unsecured again. And so that's become creates an urgency of needing this remedy to some extent.
I own it. Can I just interject? I was just there yesterday. The building is safely secured. Nobody can get into the building, so I don't know what they're saying that it's not secured. I was there. The whole place is completely secured.
Right. So Precious Property Management, LLC, owns the building?
Correct.
All right. Okay. Now, first off, you're a property owner, and I don't lightly tell property owners to do away with their property, so relax. But the concerns that have been raised here are legitimate. It absolutely has to be secured, and you as the property owner is solely responsible.
Correct.
And so anyway, that having been said, let's start working our way forward here. We're talking about removing the roof, and then what? Assessing where you stand, and when do you expect to have the roof removed?
We're trying to, as soon as we get the demolition permit, they're ready to demolish the...
You keep using that word demolition.
Remove the roof. As soon as we get the demolition permit...
The definition of demolition and your definition of demolition are two different things.
I understand, but the actual permit is say demolition permit, and that's
so
what I needed.
Once you have this permit, how long will it take?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
And the property will be secured in the interim.
Exactly.
When do we expect Mr. Kittredge to be able to tell us the soundness of the property and what your plans are going forward?
It'll take me a little bit, but I was in there this morning. It's a little bit on the dangerous side, so once the demolition gets done, I can see better what's going on. It'll take me a couple weeks after that to observe the property in a little bit better terms and write a report. So it'll be early, mid-May.
All right, our next meeting date is May 12, 2015. Will you be in a position to talk to us by then about where it stands?
I should be able to.
Okay. Then why don't we consider postponing any determination regarding a compliance date right now based on the owner's representation to me that in the interim he's going to obtain whatever permits are necessary to remove the roof. The property is absolutely going to be secured throughout this entire process. We will then have a progress report on May 12th. That will give you people an opportunity to assess what you're dealing with and make your decisions going forward as far as whether you're going to remodel this or whether it's going to be raised.
Right.
Okay? And then so on May 12th, hopefully we'll have a little clearer view of what your intentions are with the property and how much time should be required for you to do that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and continue any determination regarding the compliance date until the May 12, 2015 meeting. And I'm doing that in reliance upon the property owner's assurance to me that in the interim he will get the permit necessary to remove the roof.
Yes.
The roof will be removed. The building will be safe. And again, I can't overemphasize it will be secured to city standards so that nobody gets access to it while we're going through this process. And then on May 12, 2015, I'll see you all again, and hopefully at that point in time you can tell us what your plans are and how much time should reasonably be required to do whatever it is you decide upon. All right, we all on the same page? All right, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have email addresses or
Allure Investments LLC. Anyone here for the respondent? Yes, sir. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
Rogelio Meza, managing member of Allure Investments LLC.
Can you spell your name for me, please?
R O G E L I O. Last name is M E V A.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Just make sure you please use the microphone.
Okay.
Mr. Meza, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, I do.
I find the respondent then in noncompliance. All right, let's ask our inspector and or the city's attorney, what is it going to take to come into compliance and how much time should reasonably be required?
Now, this would be factual, and so we'll append to John Stinson to a report on that.
Good morning. The violation of the BTR has been corrected on 217. He should be able to alleviate the parking in the yard and the outside storage by the next cutoff.
Okay, Mr. Meza, the city's inspector seems to think, well, says you've already taken care of one of these items. He says you ought to be able to take care of the remaining items by May 6, 2015.
They've been corrected, sir. They've been corrected already.
All right. Then I'm going to give you the May 6 anyway, and you contact this inspector because it ain't over until he's been called. He inspects it, then he puts a notice of compliance in the file.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to allow the respondent until May 6 of 2015 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Again, let me remind you, call the inspector.
Okay.
It ain't over until the paperwork's done. All right, case number 10. Doris L. Miles. Anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do
you have an issue with your right hand there? Can you go with the can you just do that a little bit? Can you state your name?
Madhu Sunila.
You spell that for me, please?
M-A-D-U-C-H-I-N-E-L-O. That's my last name.
Okay. And what was your first name?
Madu, M-A-D-U.
Okay. Oh, I see. Right there. Yeah. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. What's your affiliation with Doris Miles?
Son.
Okay, so you've got authority to speak on her behalf?
Yeah.
All right, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent non-compliant. Mr. Inspector, how much time should be required for the respondent to come into compliance?
He should have enough time by the next cutoff.
Our inspector seems to think he ought to be able to come into compliance by May 6, 2015. What do you think?
Well, most of it's done now.
Okay. All right, well, most of it's done now. I think you won't have any problem getting it done by May 6th.
No.
Take the time.
All right,
then I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 6, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Let me tell you the same thing I told the fellow before you. Make sure you call him for his final inspection.
Okay.
Sometimes people forget to call for that final inspection, and 3 years later they find out there's a big old fine on their property.
All right.
Make sure you call for that final inspection.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Case number 11, Amazing Grace ARNP Solo 401k Trust, care of Grace Patterson as trustee.
Good morning. Thomas Copeland.
Raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Did you say Copeland?
Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D.
Mr. Copeland, what's your affiliation with the respondent?
It's my fiancée, and I have a POA on the property.
Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
The majority of them.
All right, then I find the respondent in non-compliance. Let's ask our inspector what we're dealing with here and how much time it should take to finish compliance.
The violations should be corrected by the next cutoff.
Has some of this work been done already?
Well, a lot of the violations were due to a tenant that was there who's no longer there, so the property is vacant at this time. And a lot of the violations were her stuff that's no longer on the property.
All right. Well, the inspector seems to think you ought to be able to get it all taken care of by May 6, 2015. What do you think?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Very good. I'll go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 6, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Okay. Am I to call Mr. Stinson upon the completion of everything?
Sure.
Okay.
If you end up coming up short on time, give him a call and keep him posted as to what's going on, because if you need additional time, he'll be your best friend just as long as he's heard from you.
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you.
Have a nice day.
Case number 12, Ingrid Beltran.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Ingrid Beltran.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Ms. Beltran, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Most of them.
All right, then I find the respondent noncompliance. Ms. Langford, how much time should it take for the respondent to be able to come into compliance?
30 days.
30 days. Now, 30 days from today means May 13 or 14. The cutoff's May 6th.
I have an additional concern, too.
All right, well,
let's hear it. The back unit, which is the one we went into, had a lot of electrical problems. She has pulled the electrical permit. That's all I know that has been done to date. But there's no smoke detectors, and while there are people living in the unit, and I think it's a health safety concern that there are people in there.
All right, what's the health and safety? All right, you've indicated that she's pulled an electrical permit.
Right.
So obviously you want electrical work done. What other health safety issues are there?
Smoke detectors.
Okay.
Yeah, fire extinguishers. You know, the other things are standard maintenance, but those are the life safety issues.
Okay. How many buildings are on this property?
Two.
All right. And so you're talking about 309 or 311?
The rear building, which is
311.
311.
Yeah. The smoke detectors are already on.
All right, hang on a second. So all the life safety issues are in 311?
That I know of, yes. I have not been in the front unit. Front building.
I live there.
You live in the front?
Yes.
And you rent the back building?
No. My brother lives in the second floor. The first floor, a woman, like before, we spoke already, came to live and left his friends there. And I got the license to rent it already.
Just a reminder, Ms. Vukelja, I don't know if you recall, this was before your last meeting on the issue of failure to obtain a business tax receipt for rental of the unit.
Yes.
And these are issues that have arisen as a result of the inspection.
Have you gotten our business tax receipt yet?
No. She's applied, but there's been no inspection.
I pay already.
All right, well, there's also an inspection that's involved.
Yes, the inspection will come before the 30 days that will be already. I almost accomplished all the things that they told me in the letter. The only issue is the electrical, that it was very hard for me to find an electrician company to do it.
Right, is 311 occupied right now?
Yeah, my brother always lived there, yeah.
Your brother...
My brother, yes, lived for many years. We own the house.
It's my understanding there's more than one person living in that back unit, that it's occupied by multiple people, downstairs and upstairs.
Brother, family that lives there with?
My brother lives upstairs, and this woman company lives downstairs.
Okay. Is this a two-story building with two
yes.
addresses?
The front building is 309. The rear building is 311. The rear building has an upstairs and a downstairs.
The rear building? Then.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're getting there. And the rear building is where you have all your life safety issues?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. But we also have violations for the front building as well?
As far as painting or outside storage, yes. For the entire property is one parcel. But the life safety issues and all the majority of the maintenance issues for the interior are the rear building. I haven't seen the interior of the front building.
Are you able to articulate for me right now the life safety issues in the rear building so I can tell this lady what it is she's going to have to get done on an expedited basis since you've raised life safety issues?
Smoke detectors. I need to see that smoke detectors are installed in all the units, and I need to know that the electricity has been repaired and cleared by the city.
All right.
30 days.
Did you actually get into the back building?
Yes, I have been in the back building.
All right, she's indicated she's hired an electrician.
Correct, that she has.
Assuming that's... All right, fine. So how long would you expect the electrician to get the work done that you're needing done?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. Has your electrician got started yet?
He applied for the permit, and you already say 30 days. I'm sure before the 30 days will be already accomplished everything.
Okay. It's 14. 2 days, 2 weeks from now is what? 28?
Yes.
And that's 8 days away from our cutoff.
Do you think it's possible the 30 days, sir?
Pardon?
Do you think you're going to give me the 30 days, please?
I'm going to give you till May 6th.
Do you think it's possible until the 14th? Because I want to be sure that everything is the way.
I'm going to give you until May 6th to get these life safety issues done. Okay?
They are already installed.
You and the inspector can talk about all the work that needs to be done.
All right.
What I care about are the life safety issues. Smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, electrical work.
Yeah.
That is the priority here.
Okay.
So, as far as 311 is concerned, well...
Thank you, sir.
Here's what I'm going to do. Hang on a second. I'm going to order the respondent be in compliance by May 6, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, here's what I want.
Yeah.
If you can't get all this done by May 6th,
yeah.
You get the electrical work done, you get the smoke detectors,
you
get the fire extinguishers, and you call her, because I want to know that these life safety issues have been taken care of immediately.
All right.
So that's the that's the priority.
Okay.
And then, if it's taking you all the way up to May 6th of 2015 just to take care of that, I'll listen to a request for additional time to take care of the rest.
Thank you, Your Honor. Fair enough. Appreciate. Very good. Yeah.
Take care of the life safety issues.
Yes.
Those are the most important things.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You need to stay in touch with this lady right here.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
Well, yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, due to your inability to make the board members' reception, we were going to have it here for you today. So we have a little token of our appreciation for serving us in the city and the police department for the last 27 years. It has been. Had you been at the reception, you would have got your picture with the mayor. I know you're disappointed, but this is just a small token of our appreciation for you and your service to the city.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Just to let you know, we appreciate you.
Bud Asher asked me to do this 27 years ago. He says, David, you're probably not going to make too many friends doing it. But you know what? That's okay, because I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And for all I know, I may be here another 27 years. Who knows? But anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all your help. And we are now...